Moncrief on News Talk.
A recent photograph of Jake Gyllenhaal has been doing the rounds online. In it, he's eating alone, something that has prompted a range of reactions from pity to praise for his bravery. Does it still take courage in this day and age to sit down and eat your dinner? What if you actually prefer it that way? Does that make you weird? The UK journalist Alice Bradley does it quite a lot. Good afternoon, Alice.
Good afternoon.
What first introduced you, or what first tempted you into the idea of solo dining?
I think my previous experience as a travel journalist introduced me to that idea that you can experience and be in a place that's new and have the opportunity to explore and enjoy a moment for yourself. But I love to do it on the regular. It's something that I'm actually trying to tap back into myself.
So, but I mean, imagine there's a difference, because maybe a lot of us have had the experience where you've travelled someplace and you don't know anybody, so you have to go out and dine by yourself. Is that different to when you deliberately decide to do it? When you're at home and you go, I know, I'm going to go out and have a nice dinner on Meet Out.
I think it's something that is quite a beautiful concept that's worth exploring. And I think it's, for me, about rebuilding this idea of the independence muscle. So if you are used to going out and enjoying a space and enjoying a place with company, actually stepping out and doing it for the first time on your own and just seeing how that feels. Sometimes we have plans cancelled or maybe things change, but actually just allowing yourself to step into that environment and not be afraid to do it.
But does it take... Did you have to kind of at first force yourself a bit?
I think so. It's something that can maybe initially feel a little bit unsettling. But again, it's for me, it's something that over time I've kind of enjoyed the high and the buzz of dining alone and what that kind of opens up opportunity wise for me.
OK, and what is the high and the buzz, and what opportunities does it open up?
I think it's a mix of the fear of the unknown, but also it kind of releases expectation and this idea that we have to adhere to, like, making other people happy or making an experience feel a certain way or convey it a certain way. I think we live in a society that demands documentation and proof of being happy and having a moment, but actually having that fear and that feeling is quite exciting, and actually tapping into it in a new way.
Do restaurants like it if solo diners turn up? Because presumably it's usually a table that there would normally be two diners at, so they're only getting half the money.
I think so, but also I think it's far more accepting these days. I think I'm always very open when I'm dining alone, and I'll make it known. I'll make a little joke of it, or I'll sort of set my expectations out, and they're usually very accommodating, and it actually enables me to have beautiful conversations with the people around me, observe others, take in maybe architecture if I'm sat outside. It's just a moment in time that I can really savour and enjoy, and I don't think I've ever experienced a situation where sort of servers or staff have been frustrated that I've been there alone.
Yeah. And in your experience, do you get to chat to people, say, sitting at other tables?
I mean, I have done it myself. I'm quite the chatterbox, so I don't mind sort of saying hello or asking if a dish is worth ordering. But I'm very much of that sort of belief that you're in that moment for a reason, and there's opportunity and there's special moments wherever you go. And I think sometimes dining alone opens that up even more.
Do you bring a book?
I don't myself, actually. I tend to people watch. That's my favourite thing to do.
OK. And does that matter on... Because I would assume it depends on the kind of restaurant that you're in. And that you don't make it too public that you're kind of looking around at people.
No, that's very true. I think it really does depend on the environment. I think if you're somebody who wants to start out dining alone or experiencing that sort of high for the first time, starting small, like in a coffee shop or a cafe, it's a really sort of easy place to start, and then sort of work your way up to sort of more, intimate moments like a nice fine dining restaurant or something like that. I think you're going to experience different things wherever you go. But sort of being open to it is really, really where the joy's at.
Yeah, but you make an event out of it. You get dressed up and you know, the same way as people might do if they were going on a date, for instance?
I do. I think there's this really beautiful French concept called flânerie, which is the art of wandering or strolling aimlessly through a place or being curious without a strict agenda. And I think dining alone taps into that same sort of mindset. So you're not trying to force a particular outcome. You're simply enjoying the moment. And for me, that's dressing up nicely. That might be going to a restaurant and trying a dish that I've been excited to try for a while. I think it's in a culture that often celebrates this constant need for connection, but also distraction. I think there's something really refreshing about just doing something purely for that moment and sort of soaking it all in. And if you can wear something nice, I think that elevates it even further.
And so the restaurants you choose to go to, what are the criteria you're using, Alice?
I mean, that's a very interesting question. I don't think necessarily there is a criteria. I think if I see somewhere local that I want to try, or maybe up in London or something like that, I think that's beautiful. But if you're somebody open-minded to the idea of it, traveling solo, I know that's quite a jump from dining alone. But that for me is the moment where I really connect and I feel at one with myself without feeling any fear of judgment, because I know I won't know anyone. And it's this really beautiful, special moment. So for me, Paris is the city that does that. I find I can just do whatever I like in that place.
Whoa, well, that's in Paris, say, does it seem more routinely accepted for people to dine alone than, say, it might be in London or Dublin or anywhere else?
Possibly. I think there's something really charming about Paris, and it's probably why I come to visit it often on my own, because it is a very accepting city. And I think it's, without being very cliche, it's got a lot of charm and a storytelling element, I think, sort of in being on your own. I think there's something really beautiful about that. But I think I romanticize a lot of things. So perhaps romanticizing your local area is where you need to start.
Yeah. And have you ever experienced, when you've gone and you're having a nice time, having your solo dinner, that you might have noticed other diners there looking at you and giving you that, oh, she's by herself, look?
Possibly. But I try not to let that discredit me. I try to use it as a motivator. If I can be the person that others look to with potential pity, I don't mind that.
Yeah, you don't. Well, okay, well, good. Well, I suppose that they're just reading into your situation, and that probably says more about them than it does about you. Far more.
Definitely. And I think the more we're open to the idea of it, and I think if I can be an advocate for it, I wouldn't mind that. And I think it might open the doors of opportunity for others.
Yeah. At the same time, the only thing that would strike me is that you're having dinner and you have something and it's absolutely stratospherically out of this world good. Mm-hmm. And many people, if they were dining with somebody else, might go, oh, have a forkful of this. This is incredible. And you don't get the chance to do that.
You don't, but you get to eat it all yourself. So that's the joy.
Alice, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was the UK journalist Alice Bradley there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.